catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
15 years since the Assembly of the Heads of States of the African Union adopted the Africa Youth Charter in Banjul, The Gambia, the place of the youth in redefining the narrative of Africa as a continent of only doom and gloom has never been more needed. The Wiki Vibrant Africa Youth Month 2021 is a project in the Wikimedia movement aimed at recognizing and commemorating the African Youth Month 2021. And this is achieved by working with Wikimedia communities in Africa to engage with young people in a series of events that will build their capacity and improve content related to the four E's of the AYM, namely education, employment, entrepreneurship, and engagement. This project also shares how the movement, people, and work have contributed to the four E's in Africa. Africa Tech Radio, as a media partner of the Wiki Vibrant Africa Youth Month 2021 project, took some time out to chat with some of the mentors who helped mentor young people from across Africa to build their capacity and also improve the content related to the four E's of the Africa Youth Month, namely education, employment, entrepreneurship, and engagement. We started in Nigeria. We spoke to Bolaji Alabi. Take a listen here. I'm excited that I'm talking to you and to other persons on the Wiki Vibrance project. How did the journey becoming a Wikimedian start for you? How's the experience been since you discovered the community and became a Wikipedian?
Okay, thank you. I started this journey while I was in my first year of university, just a few months after I resumed. I think it was coincidentally the president of the Wikimedia fan club at that time in my school was also in my department. So when they were trying to recruit members, they sent a link to the WhatsApp group chat for the department and I saw it. So when I saw it, I was interested, even though back then I didn't really have much idea of what Wikimedia was. But then I just thought, do you want to contribute to Wikipedia? And I thought, okay, this might be a cool idea. So I joined the group chats. From there, I started, like, whenever they had an event, I think I started attending, getting more involved, going to trainings, and just basically increasing my knowledge. That was how I started. And so far, I said the journey has been really fun. Experienced a lot of things I would not have experienced otherwise. I don't know, it has really helped me because I don't think I would be who I am today if I had not joined the Wikimedia movement.
If I say describe the Wiki Vibrance project or describe your experience in the Wikimedia community in, let's say, or with a phrase or a word, will it be possible for you to do that?
I'm not sure as a word, but as a phrase, to me, I would say probably just, okay, I'm not sure. In a way, I could say probably growth, because for the mentees, it's a way for them to, like, a lot of them were people who had just joined training or something, but didn't really know much about the movement itself. So it was a way for them to grow and to, like, learn more about the movement, to join the movement, a way for the Wikimedia movement to increase in members. And for the mentors, it's a way, like, a lot of, for me, okay, let me just say for me, I can't speak for the other mentors, but for me, it was a way to say, okay, I believe I have reached a point where I can train other people. I believe I have grown enough to train other people adequately. So that's why I think growth probably would be the word I would use to describe it.
And would you describe this growth as, say, your biggest accomplishment, maybe for the project or your time being in the community?
Okay, let's say one of my biggest accomplishments. I wouldn't say it's my biggest accomplishment.
And what others would you say have been, like, accomplishments in the community or maybe one that is attached to this project?
I think personally, what I would say is my biggest, what I consider my biggest accomplishment was before I left university, I had the opportunity to lead the Wikimedia fan club in my school. I was president for about a year and I just helping people grow, teaching people, like introducing people to the Wikimedia movement, people who knew nothing about it and seeing them grow. It's just been really, it's been really great. That's why I feel like to be one, I'll consider it my greatest accomplishment as far as Wikimedia movement is concerned. But I gave a talk at Wikimedia 2021.
Oh, okay, that's huge. Are there some myths that you've heard about maybe being a Wikipedian or being an editor that you'd want to debunk? Were there any myths you had when you're coming in that you feel, it's really important I mention this. People think this is this, but, you know, I want to clear the airways right now to say, you know, it's not really what it thinks or what it seems like.
Okay, one myth, although I wouldn't say it's a myth among Wikimedians, it's more like a myth among people who do not know much about the movement. The first thing they think when you mention Wikipedia or Wikimania, I'm sorry, Wikimedia, the first thing they usually assume is that there's some sort of money involved. And I feel like debunking that would be really great because it's not, I feel like a lot of them assume people are only passionate about it because they're getting paid. So I feel like that's the major myth I would like to debunk. There's not really any other myth for the most part.
And then any advice for someone who wants to get into the community, someone who wants to start editing, someone who wants to become a Wikipedian, any advice from your end based on your personal experience, see the unique skills that helped you?
I think the major thing I would say is just be bold but cautious. Because when I started out, I was not very bold. I was like really, I don't know, should I say, I don't want to use the word scared because there was no reason for me to be scared. But I didn't make a lot as much edits as I should have or create articles because I was so worried that I would do the wrong thing, that I spent so much time being worried that I wasted time I could have spent developing articles or contributing to existing articles. So I'll just advise them to be bold but cautious at the same time.
Okay, bold but cautious. Now, if we think back, look at the Wikivibrant project, what unforgettable memories or what very, say, your favorite memories from the Wikivibrance project, mentoring mentees, which would be your very unforgettable moments? And how much of an impact do you think the Wikivibrance project is or has?
To be honest, I can't really say I had a specific unforgettable moment because, I don't know, most of it was just, you know, trying to like explain to the mentees how to do this, and I don't know, I can't say I have a specific unforgettable moment because I feel like all of them are most, I don't think I'll be able to forget any of them because I don't know, there's just this thing about teaching people, seeing people learn something they didn't know much about before that. It's just, so I don't think I have a specific unforgettable moment.
That's candid, that's fine. And generally, your thoughts on the Wikivibrance project and the importance of the Wikivibrance project?
The structure of the project is great because it gave people the chance to get one-on-one mentorship that they would not have been able to get at maybe trainings where there might be about 25 participants to one mentor, a ratio about that size. But because the ratio of mentees to mentors was smaller, it gave people the chance to get one-on-one mentorship. And I feel like that would have helped to improve their stance in the Wikimedia community. Like, you know, the more experience you have behind you, the more you can contribute. And that in turn will also improve, you know, when it comes to Wikimedia, the conferences, they come to the projects to contribute, the quality of the contributions they will be able to make due to their experience will also improve the way Africans in the Wikimedia community are perceived. I feel like that's just it.
Thank you very much, Bolaji. So after Bolaji Alabi from Nigeria, we spoke to Terry Boke from Kenya and Jonathan Kweku Berko. We had a very exciting chat. They shared their thoughts and their experiences mentoring young people on this project that is dedicated to the Africa Youth Month. We're here with Teresia Boke. I can use Terry for short, yeah?
Yeah, Terry. I prefer Terry, actually.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be with you in this session.
Mm-hmm. It's really good to have you too. So let's start with you telling us a bit about your journey into the Wikimedia world, the world of editing, Wikipedia. And from that point till now, how did it all start? How has the journey been for you?
So 2 years ago, my friend Winnie Kabinti introduced me to Wikimedia community. And, you know, I had been seeing her sharing about Wikimedia, free knowledge, information literacy, and I kept asking her, what is this free knowledge that you keep talking about? So she trained me on that, and I said, oops, I would like to join. I mean, I love editing, so I joined the Wikimedia community. So for the last 2 years, it's been a wonderful experience, learning and relearning, and every day there is surely something new to learn. yeah, so that's how I became a member of the Wikimedia community as a group in Kenya.
Okay, Wakuberko. So tell us about what inspired you to join the Wikivibrance project as a mentor.
Well, I have been with OAWA group for some time now, and I have engaged in several activities as this. So when I was told that they needed somebody to do this mentor and mentee program, I said, wow, this is an opportunity for me to also help somebody to get to the level in which I am. So I decided to, you know, pick it up.
That's really interesting. And generally, when did you join the Wikimedia community? And is there a backstory to your joining the Wikimedia community?
Yeah, I think I've been with the community since 2015. OAWA have something they call, it's a recruitment process. It is called newbie training. They train new entrants. So a friend introduced me to it. And she knows me as a photographer, so she wanted me to join and even take pictures. So I went there and then I listened to what they were saying. And being somebody who likes reading and writing, I thought, no, this is an opportunity for me to, you know, make an impact in the world by writing. So I decided to, you know, give it a try. And it was an interesting journey for me. So since then, I haven't looked back. I've been on it to date.
That's interesting. Okay, Terry, what has the experience been? How would you describe the experience for you since you joined the Wikimedia community?
Okay, so for me personally, it's been a wonderful experience because I get to use my skills to, you know, impact knowledge on the new community user group members. So just like Waku, I am passionate about photography and videography. And so the opportunity to be part of the Wikimedia community was really something that was a plus for me, even as I tell stories. So even the idea of us mentoring the newbies into being part of a bigger community, being part of a bigger agenda, is something that I get excited about every time I know we are going to have an event in the next 2 months. We are going to have a Wikipedia event or an editathon campaign. So yes, it's been amazing.
Is there anything you remember, like maybe a favorite memory related to this project or something you would not forget in a hurry that is related to this project?
Something related to Wikivibrance that sticks with me to this day, since the day we launched the campaign, is about issues that were, you know, we are keen on addressing in creating, or rather in bridging the content gaps in. For example, the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, talking about issues surrounding the youth and women and girls especially, because that is where my passion is. I like talking about women and girls anytime, anywhere. So that is really something that keeps resonating with me every time we think about Wikivibrance. Yeah.
How about you, Kwaku? A favorite memory, unforgettable experience related to the Wikivibrance project?
You know, mine is related to the field in which I actually operate. I do more of translation, and we have only few people doing the translation. So the very first day I met my mentee and spoke to her about how we are going to go about it, you know, I realized she has no idea. She was a newbie. So what I remember vividly is the very first day we finished the project, when she actually translated 2 articles on her own and published it. The joy she expressed was something else for me. I'm like, wow, this is something I've done. I'll never forget it.
Wow. Wow. That's really, really inspiring. And this will most likely inspire her to stay on the project, keep working on the project. Anytime she thinks of challenges, she would remember the kind of joy she felt the first time she accomplished this. And I guess it'll keep her moving. What keeps you going on projects like this and generally in the work that the community does?
You know, I believe that we are aware that Wikipedia is generally about volunteering. You know, I've been somebody who loves volunteering to actually make impact. So nobody pays you for writing on Wikipedia. You need to motivate yourself to go in there and write. And to me, writing in my own language for my local people to read is something that motivates me a lot. So I want people to be able to log into Wikipedia and read in their own language. So I translate into Cree. So I try to translate all articles into the Cree language so that when somebody use the Wikipedia, he or she can read in a language she understands. I think this is what keeps me going. So mostly I'm with the translation. I go in and translate for people to be able to read. I mean, it is something that motivates me a lot.
Wow. Okay. Very, very inspiring. And Terry, how would you describe the accomplishments personally for you working with the community and working on this project, and what keeps you going despite the challenges that, you know, come your way?
I'll say what keeps me going is the fact that I know I have a team that at my right hand side. So whenever I am not in a position to be very productive, they keep reminding me that, Terry, we have work to do. So it's the teamwork that keeps me going. It's the voice of that young person who is willing to learn and have an idea of what Wikimedia is all about, and the yearning to learn and be mentored that pushes me to be there for them, to mentor them. And for me also, what keeps me going is the fact that Wikimedia is very generous when it comes to even giving us the support that we need to do our different campaigns or when we are doing edits. So they facilitate for us transportation and data. I mean, in this generation, we might say that the world is a global community and connectivity has never been a big challenge for most of us, but majority of us, it's a big issue. So when they enable us in that fact that they're able to facilitate data and we're able to connect and go online and do our stories, that's a big motivation. And yes, in terms of accomplishments, I'll say in November 2021, I was actually awarded as a top 10 contributor in the AfroScene Editathon campaign, and it was so great. And following that, I was also chosen to represent my user group, Kenya Community User Group, in a high-level engagement with the Australian High Commission in Kenya. So while in that meeting, we were discussing issues to do with women in creatives and the barriers we face in our road to success. So really, what more could I have asked for in terms of the motivation I need to be in this community?
Woohoo! I wanted to shout that just after you said that, but I decided to just hold myself back. Wow. It's really, really good to hear such stories that, you know, would inspire and urge other people to move on. Do you want to share any other accomplishment, Kwaku?
Yeah, I think that would be a personal one. Since I joined the Wikipedia community, I've been fortunate to be nominated as the board member of the OFWE. And since then, I think I've been on several projects. Sometimes I become a jury. We have another project called DTI. I'm always a jury, and they make sure that things are going well. I think this is an opportunity that I have gotten. Aside my regular job, this is something I have accomplished for myself. So I think it's a big accomplishment for myself, yeah.
Yeah, very, very big one. And if you would share a common myth about editing on Wikipedia or being in the community, maybe one you heard before you came in or one you had before you joined the community. And second, if you're going to give an advice to someone who wants to join the Wikimedia community on the continent, what will it be?
So I wouldn't say it's a myth that I heard from somebody. I say it's a myth I had myself. No, the first time I joined, when I went to the training ground, I thought, wow, would I be able to write this huge article? Because when you open an article, you see a lot of articles, like huge article there. Somebody has written a very long article. Would I be able to have time to write this? I realized that Wikipedia editing is not about writing full articles. You can write stuff, you can do a lot of things, you can upload pictures, and a lot of activities in the Wikipedia community that you can engage. You don't need to be a professional writer or anything to be able to edit Wikipedia. I think that is a myth I had, but I realized that it wasn't true. You can do anything in Wikipedia with small, small, small things that you do. And if somebody wants to join Wikipedia, I would say, yes, this is a great opportunity to contribute to knowledge to other people. You don't have to let it go. There's no difficulty in editing Wikipedia. Just learn the process and bingo, you are gone. You're a Wikimedian. You can upload pictures and do a lot of things.
When you were talking, I felt like you were addressing me. You were telling me. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I heard you. I heard you. I have heard you. Okay. Now, Terry, any myth that you maybe had before you joined the community or one that you've heard that you'd like to debunk? And advice to someone who wants to join the Wikimedia community too?
Yes, Anthony. In Kenya, whenever I am posting something about Wikimedia on my social media pages, I see friends coming to my inbox and they're like, oh, you are in Wikimedia? I said, yeah. proudly. And so they are like, but we don't trust Wikimedia as a source of any news items or stories about people, because a lot of people can go online and go to Wikimedia and just write their own things about someone. And I told, so one time my friend told me that, I said, no, I think you're wrong, because the narrative is changing and we are the people who are going to change this narrative and this myth about Wikimedia not being reliable. So that's why we are training people. That's why we are empowering people to be able to be accountable. And by doing that, whenever we are doing edits on Wikimedia, they have to be, you know, verified before they are posted. So that's a myth that I want to debunk and tell my African people that Wikimedia is a trusted source of information. It's a free encyclopedia, and I mean, we have all benefited from Wikimedia in one way or the other. And so in terms of me encouraging anyone to join Wikimedia, I'll say, just like Kwaku, I will say, please come, we welcome you. And we have a lot of opportunities for everyone, you know, to be part of this community. And we will train you, we will empower you, and we'll make sure that you never regret joining us. Yeah.
Okay, now, final thoughts, still with you, Terry. How would you, in your final words, describe the WikiVibrance project and the amount of impact that it will have on the narrative about Africa and the stories, redefining the stories about Africa?
Wow. So Africa is a rich hub of information and knowledge and resources that the world has not yet tapped into. And as Africans, we are the ones who are going like to change the narrative about Africa, about the issues that we face as Africans. And this will be as a result of the way we package our content on Wikimedia or whichever platform we share our information on. WikiVibrance has given me a place to voice out issues like female genital mutilation or cutting, which is very rampant in my country and in my community specifically. And when I get to talk about these issues, so the community or the people get to relate with it and they say, yes, it's true, this is happening and it's time we change. So those will be my final remarks.
Kwaku, how about you?
My final remarks will be to say that nobody can write your history the way you write it yourself. So when you allow somebody to write about you, there might be misconceptions and inconsistencies. But when you write about yourself, you can write accurately. That is to Africa. We have a lot of information about us that are not written by us. The information that has not been put on Wikipedia yet. So we need to do a lot to put Africa out there. There are a lot of information that needs to go on Wikipedia. And I think WikiVibrance is one of the ways that we can encourage people to write. So the next time, I think we had few people with this WikiVibrance thing. The next time, I believe that if the project is expanded to have large numbers to engage in them, it will go far to put Africa out there. Yeah, that's what I would say.
You've just listened to Bolaji Alabi, Terry Boke, and Jonathan Kwaku Berko from Nigeria, Kenya, and Ghana, respectively, mentors on the WikiVibrance Africa Youth Month 2021. To have a better understanding of the Africa Youth Month and its importance, how and why the Wikimedia community user groups are invested in commemorating the Africa Youth Month through the WikiVibrance project, you can listen to a previous chat we had with the title, How African Youths Can Retell the Stories of Africa. With the WikiVibrance Africa Youth Month project, young people within the Wikimedia community have been engaged in a series of events that help them build capacity and also improve content related to education, employment, entrepreneurship, and engagement. Let's all take a pledge, all of us today, you and I, Africans, to help retell the stories of Africa one article at a time.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.